Kilauea, the station that loves you, and this is one of those days that we really need to know how much you love us too. We love you. We work hard all the time trying to make sure we help serve the underserved voice, to try and be able to get out the words that really represent the community, try to bring in the people who have a lot of the strengths in making things happen and have them hear what you have to say. So I do have Marshall in the studio with me.
Aloha.
Aloha. So you are listening to Kauai Soapbox, which is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with George's Food Truck and Kauai Store.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Chef George of the Jungle Food Truck, now in Wailua at Kamokila Hawaiian Village, serving local burgers, gyros, and falafel. Also, Summer's Organic Shave Ice with fresh fruit. Open Sunday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 783-0230 for takeout. Chef Georgia de Jungle supports KKCR.
The Kauai Store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And our call-in number today, the best one to use, is 826-7774 to bring in your loving donation that helps us stay on the radio. We have another number, 826-7771, but you could use that for that too, but that's normally our on-air line that Marshall answers. Marshall, how do you answer that call?
Loving donation line.
Normally you say KKCR. Would you like to go on the air? Something like that.
Oh, right.
Hey, as we start off, I want to give a few things that are happening. The Cocoa Palms is having a blessing, which is set for October 15th. So the Cocoa Palms Hui will be hosting a short private blessing on Thursday, starting at 4:30 this Thursday p.m. to mark the start of the demolition phase of the rebuilding of the iconic resort. So we're going to see that building come down. Following the blessings, the principals of Cocoa Palms Hui, Chad Waters, and Tyler Green, as well as Mayor Bernard Cavallo, will be available for questions from the media. So that is happening on Thursday. Another really awesome thing that is happening on Thursday is that Anainaho Community Park, which is where the mini golf is up in Kilauea. Bino Costello, who is an amazing plant man, he is having another propagation party event. So it's a teaching thing. But anybody can come. You can come if you're good at plants. You don't have to just be learning. This is that whole Anainaho Park is basically a free gift from the porters. And so they are choosing this Thursday at 1 p.m. and from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. they're doing propagation. It's a Hoaka moon phase, which is good for propagation and planting. And they will be planting Lawa'i fern, razor leaf ground clover, and transplanting naupaka seedlings, because this will be used in the new pavilion. I think that's going to be called, or it's unofficially called, the Porter Pavilion. And Joan and Bill Porter have been really exemplary at being good stewards who've moved here, who've had quite a lot of success in their life.
Mm-hmm. Very nice people.
Very nice people. And Bill, if you're able to listen, we love you for all the wonderful things that you've done. This is like a time of transition for him. And so it's actually, hopefully, will not be a loss for our community. I mean, it will be a loss him not being here, but they've been very responsible to be setting up a foundation and a trust and work to be able to keep that park. And that, you know, there's hundreds of acres up there, I think like 400 acres that they have dedicated to being essentially available for people to farm. And
yeah, and two good things. We got the dog park up there, the Kilauea Community Garden, the food forest is there. Mount McCoy is based there. Just all good things.
Yeah, the Regeneration Seed Bank. There is there's a trail. Like, you could go on a bike trail. They rent bikes.
That's beautiful.
Goes up to Stone Dam. So, Joan and Bill Porter, thank you.
Besides, it's like the best mini golf course in the world.
It's amazing. It is a botanical garden.
Yeah.
And a nice one. And then they've got all kinds of learning information in there and really good pieces. So that is very great. And the other thing that I'm very sad to say, another one of our amazing kupuna, Auntie Annabelle Cam, transitioned to heaven yesterday. And that's a tough one to report. I just saw her last week smiling and seemingly fine and as chipper as ever. So it's really good that, you know, people can be healthy and strong right all the way through. It's like running through the finish line.
Right.
And she's got grandchildren and great-grandchildren and really, really an amazing person for knowing Lapa'au and sharing all kinds of knowledge from traditional practices, which I don't want to say are from the past because they're from the present.
Right. Did she pass on that knowledge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did. At least she did to me and she did to different people. She seemed very, very forthright at sharing information. She's got really excellent fisherman sons and... So, I'm not happy to report that, but I do want to honor her and let people know how much she is loved. And so, I also want to give some food mahalos out. For, you know, we're lucky. We have these underwriters. We'll hear a little bit from our underwriters in a bit. But our underwriters, they help keep us on the air. We don't really get government funding, little tiny bit, but not much. We have a tiny bit for our emergency broadcast elements. This was started with some federal money and some Rockstar money to be able to make sure the North Shore stays safe in the event of an emergency. But we are almost entirely community supported. So our underwriters help us. And then donations from people like you. That you can donate at 826-7774.
What's our... Do we have a goal for this show, Felicia?
I would like to do $2,000, and I am going to start off by personally donating. Last time I was an angel donor, which means $365. I can't quite do that, but I am going to donate up the difference that brings us to $39,000. So I'm looking at my math. We're at $38,933. So that just looks like all I have to give is $67.
Well, we're close. About $40,000 out of $60,000, our goal. So
yes.
We can do it. We need a sprint here at the finish, as you said.
We need a sprint. And after I give the food mahalos, I want to be able to talk about what you and I were just watching and what's going on right now, which is the Democratic debate. And I will announce what is coming up a little bit at the end of this hour. So, food mahalos, because the food has been so amazingly yummy. Papayas.
Yay.
Papayas in Kapa'a. Pauhana pizza in Kilauea.
Yum.
Coconut cup in Kapa'a. That's at the Coral Reef motel, little place there. Beautiful, beautiful little place right there, too. It's so nice right on the bike path. Barracuda in Hanalei. They've got great tapas, the Greenery Cafe in Lihue. I say that's probably my number one place that I go in Lihue. Mm-hmm. It's organic soul food and a little bit Filipino food, too. It's kind of a nice blend. North Shore Grinds in Princeville, Yakadoo's Basils, Howley Girl Island Suites, Hideaway's Pizza Pub, Mediterranean Gourmet, CJ's Steak and Seafood, Oasis on the Beach, and Harvest Market, which I'm just eating their food right now. Do we have a caller?
No, he wanted to donate, so I directed him to the donation line. So 826-7774 if you want to donate. I misspoke when I said this was the loving donation line. This is the studio.
Yes.
Call the other line.
normally you can call either number, but when we got our call in. So thank you for calling in. Okay. We were just down at, or I was, you were watching it on your computer, right?
On my telephone.
On your telephone, the Democratic debate. Right. And so we had a watch party going on at Carlos's art gallery down there, the Manifestorium, which is in the old Qingyang building, the original one. It was a packed house.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like how many people?
It was about 40. I mean, there was enough that actually, honestly, people were walking away. Mm. A little bit, they're coming in, and we were trying to push some more chairs in, but it was full, and my front-end assessment was it was worth the watch. I was, like, pleasantly surprised. Mm. Pleasantly surprised. What was your reaction?
Well, it was what I hoped it would be, is some candidates seriously talking about issues that matter. That was just so refreshing. I love it, you know.
And it's live on CNN. I shouldn't be directing you somewhere else, but it's live on CNN.com right now, but it's all...
Right, what are you doing?
I know, you know. But who else is watching? There's a debate party in Lihue at the Kauai Sports Bar and another one in Kalaheo at Paco's Tacos at the Kukio'olono Golf Course, the great clubhouse up there. Beautiful view, beautiful view. So it's all, you know, there's wine and cheese down there going on at Hanalei. Everything's free, and, you know, it's a celebration, and it's nice to see people engaging. I always talk so much. Marshall, give me your top takeaway from what you watched so far, and then I will share mine.
Well, how brilliant to get into foreign policy and really start to pick it apart and talk about the nuances of what our options are, what our record is, what we should have done, what we shouldn't have, how that bears on the present. And to have Hillary Clinton there, former Secretary of State, who was involved intimately in so many crucial things during her years and can speak to what's going on with authority, it just was so nice. I mean, I learned a lot, and I think we got a much better picture of what the leadership would be under each of those people.
Yes, I would agree on that. What I also took away, I liked the format of how this went. And when they're talking about foreign policy, mostly what I had seen up to was Syria. Mm-hmm. And we saw gun control. We saw a lot of different topics. I saw, my personal opinion is that Bernie Sanders probably was the biggest influence on the debate in that everybody was a populist candidate. Even Hillary Clinton described herself as a progressive. Nobody was a moderate.
Right.
So that was really a swing to helping the people.
Jim Webb may be moderate on some things, but... You know, this
Jim Webb, he's the senator from Virginia.
Right. Those three candidates who are polling at 1% or less. I almost didn't want to, like, spend the time. This, I mean, interesting, but really they don't have a chance. It's like, well, maybe.
I don't feel the same way on that. Mm-hmm. I appreciated hearing that there was different perspectives, and so one of them was, his name is Martin O'Malley. He is the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, and then there is also, I don't even remember their names offhand, Governor Chaffee, and he is from Rhode Island. He's the Rhode Island governor, and he's switched parties a handful of times. So his name is Lincoln Chaffee. And I found that it was the whole arguments that were coming out were like, I'm like Bernie. Well, I'm like Bernie. That's what I felt like I was hearing. I felt like I even heard that from Senator Clinton.
Right. And you know, it's true. They did contribute a lot to the debate, and they brought things out of the two front runners that probably would have been glossed over. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad they were there, but I do wonder how long they will be.
Well, what I really liked in how this was set up, since there's only five candidates, you know, last when we saw the Republican one, there's way too many candidates, so it was very difficult to have much in the way of the questions. But these weren't trivial questions. Anderson Cooper and Dana Bash were asking the questions, and they were asking questions that were coming from each candidate's detractors. So they were asking hard questions. It wasn't a gloss over. It was very well framed and looking at their weakest points, like what was going after Bernie Sanders was asking him, hey, you are a Democratic Socialist. What gives you confidence that people will vote for that, that 50% of the population would vote for it? Mm-hmm. And I thought his answer was pretty good, you know, and that it, you know, really has to redefine what that actually means.
Right. And just explain it. A Scandinavian-style democratic socialist, and what does that mean? And, you know, he didn't, like, draw it out in detail. You know, as he goes forward, you'll probably have to do that some more, but to generalize it, to say, hey, you know what, he's pretty just clearly saying, yes, we do have to redistribute the wealth here.
Well, I think that what he said, and I like the way Hillary Clinton bounced on that one, is he said, we have such a profoundly immoral distribution of wealth when less than one-tenth of 1% has 40% of the wealth, and more than, you know, the bottom 90% combined, or, you know, I can't remember the exact figures, but just how profoundly out of balance it is. And then I like that Hillary Clinton, you know, she was a little bit more the middle ground, but she was basically coming back and saying, yes, what we think of as capitalism with small businesses, that's fine. We have, and he was calling it casino capitalism because they were trying to pin him into saying he doesn't support capitalism. And he was saying, I don't support casino capitalism because we don't really have a free market economy.
What he calls the rigged economy, that's what he doesn't support in terms of, you might call that capitalism.
Yes, and Hillary Clinton said capitalism needs to be saved from itself. So mm-hmm. Everybody was on the page that said we are out of balance in the way that certain people make all the wealth, literally all the wealth gain.
You know what? When the Occupy movement was going on, I was like, look at how universal that is. People just came out of the woodwork to join these huge rallies, and it became international. And I thought, what happened to that political potential there? If so many people are drawn to that message, and so emerges Bernie Sanders. And I'm imagining that, like he said, there is a real grassroots upswelling of people that aren't normally counted. And I found it interesting that that was his response to, can you be elected? He has said, yeah, because he's changing the game. Democrats get elected when people vote. And he said, look at how much excitement there is. People coming out to see me in unequaled numbers. People are going to come out to vote for me. And that is going to pretty much run the field.
It worked for Barack Obama.
Right.
And what I liked also that Hillary Clinton, I liked hearing her say it, was that she's rethought the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where she had supported it to begin with. She is not supporting it now. When people given her the cross-examination in her first question, I was saying, hey, you change your position all the time. You say one thing this week, you say the next thing the next week. Are you basically just moving to the audience that you're speaking to, how did you feel her response was?
Well, if she is good, you know, if she's needing to move to the left in response to Bernie Sanders, I'm all about it. But I think that her explanation is very rational, coherent, grounded. You know, she said that she was working on it and trying to make it the best deal they could, and she supported that effort. And when it finally got spelled out in detail, she looked at it and said, you know what, that's not good enough. That's not what I wanted, and I don't like it in that form.
Well, at least somehow she got to see it, unlike most people, at least what she was able to see.
Right.
You know, because that it's, I think, one of the very difficult things is it's not seen. We have Dove in here. Oh. Dove?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Just listening. I love talk radio on our community radio station, and if you're a lover of talk radio and all our public affairs programming here, we'd love to hear from you. We're actually $77.
No, I donated it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You hit 39?
$67. We're at the 39,000. And there's another caller. And so,
yeah, we'd love to hear from everyone. This is actually our last public affairs programming show dedicated just to call-ins and stuff during the drive. So, because we end on Thursday. And then, so, yeah, if you'd like to support this kind of radio, we'd love to hear from you. If we hit 39,000, then we have $1,000 away from the big 40.
Right. Our goal is $2,000.
All right.
And,
okay.
You know, like when we have people who are pretty engaged, most of our listeners for these shows, you know, have a lot of concern about how the community is, make a lot of different suggestions on which directions that they would like things to go. And that is keeps us very, very busy on this program here. And it is not just while we're in the air. It is going to the meetings, reading the documents. And one thing that I've seen with a lot of these plans is they're 2 inches thick anymore. People go, hey, I'm worried about the marine sanctuary. I'm worried about this management plan for here or that or the other thing. And the amount of research that we put into this is all volunteer, though we do volunteer for this because we, in fact, do care.
Right.
But I would say that our listeners really help to educate us.
Well, we at least need to get keep the station up and running in order to even volunteer here. So for that, we need the support of the community.
Yeah, it's, you know, the rent, the lights, the phones, the equipment, the helicopter to go up there and fix our station.
Yeah, so who else is listening to the debate or has listened, has something else to say? We're 826-7771, and to make a donation,
826-7774. Yes, and hey, I have to... complain for a moment. When I left down there in Hanalei to come up here, good thing I gave myself a half hour. It took me over 20 minutes to go 3 miles up the hill from Hanalei to Princeville without any kind of, you know, road problem or road construction. I was thinking to myself, you know, I did a little bit of math on that. That's 7 miles an hour average. And it's pretty amazing. You know, I was going, wow, this is a Tuesday afternoon. When I was going down, it was really, really crowded coming up the hill, too. So a Tuesday in the middle of October, that is our most ebb season. It is not our peak season. It was really hard to understand what was creating that. I was thinking, like, is it school letting out? What's going on?
Well, on the topic of transportation, up beyond the road from here, we're going to get some new bridges, it sounds like.
Oh, you mean in Wainiha?
Yeah.
Yes, that we're going to get some bridges there. That's true. And that's, well, we didn't want new bridges into Hanalei. It's like because we will get big concrete trucks and we will have a lot of different changes, but we are paying for it for not wanting it. I want to thank Ron. Ron, you call in, you listen in all the time. Thank you so much for your donation. So you've got us now even further up. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, whatever we can get, what people can give, we appreciate. 826-7774.
Let's run down these gifts. You know, $10 is not too little to give. come on, everybody, call in, give $10.
And that's a sandwich.
Yeah, you get a bumper sticker. They're cool.
They're cool. But more than that, you get to be a part of our scene.
Right. And for $25, you get the bumper sticker, and you get a Paula Fuga Talk Story CD.
With Thomas from Jungle Jukebox, who is just amazing.
$50, you get the Chico tote bag. They're nice, I think.
They are nice.
I haven't used it. But $75, you get a T-shirt.
I got mine on from last one.
Yeah, they are cool. I've seen some people walking around with the T-shirt, and I'd like to see more. So that's just $75, and you can show your support all day long. $150, a T-shirt, or a hat. All right. $200, you get T-shirt and a hat, or the Solar Wind-Up Radio. I think that's the thing to go for right there.
And we got the Kamoa ukuleles, too.
Oh, yeah, for how
yeah,
much?
Yeah, that's for an angel pledge. And for an angel pledge, you can get Felicia's book, Life is the School, Love is the Lesson. I'll give you that.
Remind us, the angel pledge is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. An angel pledge works out to $1 a day, so it's $365, and you can also do that as a sustaining member, which means, it works out to $30.42 a month. It's best if you do that, if you go on to kkcr.org and you donate it right there, because you can do it monthly. And, you know, even if you do something like $10 a month, that's you know, not even... That's, again, that's like a hamburger or something like that. And when we have those monthly donations, it really just helps us not worry. So
you look worried, Felicia.
No, I was just looking up. I was just thinking, you know, it's actually, when I look around at what all we have in here, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is amazing, and we have so many helpers.
Amazing that this is not a commercial operation, considering all of the investment that's involved.
Yeah, there is so much love. It is so fun to be a part of KKCR. And if you would like to be a part of KKCR, also call 826-7774. We always like having more volunteers. There's lots of different things. You can be... We're always happy to have people come in, too, to this show. A lot of times I had somebody who was supposed to be in here today. If you're listening, where were you? No.
What kind of things would people have to talk about that we'd like them to come in and chat on?
Well, it's they tell me. That's how what drives the show is they tell me.
Yeah.
Like, and so a lot of times people contact me at Felicia Alonji Cowden on Facebook, or they call me at 652-4363. And you can call us right now at 826-7771 and tell us on the radio what you're excited about and what does matter to you.
Right.
We've done a lot of things on that level.
Yeah. How about we? I know people, well, maybe they're not done watching the debate. And that's why they're going to join us as soon as the debate is over and we can chat about it a little bit. I know there's some people interested. Well, what is up with you, Felicia?
Well, next week, tomorrow, I'm going to the Bioneers Conference. Sometimes on Mondays, we play some talks from the Bioneers recordings. It's a little bit like a TED Talks. It's the people who are involved with ideas for creating a better future, and it's people who have done them.
We've
right?
heard a lot about problems, huge problems we're facing in the world, locally, nationally, internationally. It seems like there's a problem around every corner, but there are solutions out there.
And that's what Bioneers is about, and that's why I'm going. I'm going to Bioneers, and I'm excited to go listen and learn more things. Paul Massey, I'm part of the Regenerations team, but Paul Massey, who is on our In the Garden on the Farm show, our master gardener person. He's going as well, and we're doing some really fun things with... we're going to help with the seed and plant exchange that's going on right at that, and we're really doing some seed-intensive work. And I'm pretty excited because there'll be members of both the Navajo and the Hualapai tribe that are going to be doing something specifically with us on Monday, and I grew up in the area near those reservations. So, you know, I couldn't help but smile really big.
What are they going to be doing with you?
We are doing a focus on looking at what different seed initiatives are working right in that Bay Area.
Okay, cool.
And there's another thing called City Slickers. I'm really excited to show Paul that with Regenerations, we evangelize yardening, like edible landscaping in yards, like my Alkabai backyard is one example. And City Slickers in Oakland, last time I was there, they said they had 2,000 yardens that were permacultured out. I saw, you know, a handful of them, and they were pretty impressive. And it is in an urban area. It is a concrete town. It is not the affluent community. That's a, you know, it's the inverse of the affluent community. And so it's almost, I'm trying to think of the nice, polite, politically correct word to say, but it's a difficult area of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see buildings that need a deep amount of repair, and they have permacultured yards, and they've got chickens in the yard, and it is not being a food desert anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Store-wise, it's a food desert, but the people there are doing something about it, and it's like what Regenerations does. There's a sharing of seeds and plants.
It's almost a disincentive to grow your own food if you can buy anything you want.
Well, we get kind of lazy, but I'll tell you what, I'm even more lazy than that, and I don't like to have to even go to the store. I like to just walk out and pick it and eat it, and so that's what works for me. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea. This is the station that loves you, and we need your love. Please call in at 826-7771. I saw something on the internet. Somebody posted it on my wall. That was very interesting. That was about on 60 Minutes the other night. I think it was Sunday night. Focusing on a man named Glenn. Glenn, let me pull that back up here. He spent 30 years on death row, and then he was found innocent. He was one of those in Angola prison in Louisiana. And it's his prosecutor owning how carelessly he went after this young man at the time. But he has now died. He got out, and he had, I don't know, his name is Glenn Ford. He got out, and then he found out he had stage 4 cancer and no health insurance. When he was released from prison, he got $20 given, and they gave him no compensation for his false charge. And so he died pretty soon thereafter, but I really liked it. I posted it, and Justin Collar, our prosecutor, he responded, and he had watched it. He had made a point to watch it, and I like that he has compassion. You know, he takes a lot of qualities, but compassion is a very important one.
Yes. Do you know that the Supreme Court is taking up the issue of whether juveniles can be sentenced to mandatory death penalty?
I didn't know that they could be sentenced to that.
Yes.
Really?
In some states.
Well, we should stop that. That's mm-hmm. without question.
Right.
When I am going to be in California, I'm going to go see the Answer Coalition. I was invited to go see them. We've been invited, actually, to go to a number of different organizations. At Bioneers, there's lots that's there. But Marina Drummer, who comes here a lot, she's been on the show a number of times. She focuses on prison injustice and, you know, being charged falsely accused things are over. I'm having struggling with my words, but so she was one of those people who helped to free this guy, Glenn Ford, and a number of others. And she's, in fact, going to be back down there again in another couple weeks. So she's been working with a number of prisoners there, and she works with some of the Native American tribes in California where they have an over-incarceration issue. And so I'm happy that they went out of their way to invite me and our group to go and listen to what they do and where they're having some success, and that's called Answer Coalition.
Answer Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really glad to see over-incarceration come up in the debate.
Yes.
Wow. Let's talk about the fact that we put more people in jail proportionally than any other country on earth.
Well, I say this all the time.
Yes.
China just simply shoots them. So, I mean, I don't want to, you know, we are not like worse than China. They always say we have even more than China, but in China, they execute them and they even, if they're sentenced to death, they're really quickly disposed of, and they're disposed of in a way that's really great for harvesting their organs. So, I'm not excited about that.
Right.
So I, you know, I don't. I'm not willing to say that we are behind.
China. Well, the good thing though is that we have presidential candidates seriously talking about the need to reduce incarceration, particularly for nonviolent drug crimes. We just, you know, that the mandatory sentences that we tried out,
That didn't work.
Drug war failed. Sorry.
Drug war failed. And Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, he is one of the first to say, wow, I blew it. We incarcerated way too many people. Another thing that did come up in this debate was the gun control issue. And I had thought that Bernie Sanders was absolutely no guns. I'm not on that page. I think that we need to be careful who gets the guns. But I'm pretty attached to keeping our Second Amendment rights there. I think that it's the reason it's the Second Amendment. The First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution was freedom of religion and freedom of speech and the right to assemble. And that came up because they did not trust their government. And number two, right behind it, was the right to bear arms because they had gone through such a rough situation with the colonial governments that were an extension of England. And so number two was there not just so they could go hunt, but number two was there so that they would never be totally vulnerable to the government. Now, yes, our military is really, really heavily armed, but, you know, I don't feel that we should have no arms.
Yeah. How about semi-automatic weapons for civilians? Should we have that in this country?
Well, I mean, I don't even have any gun. I don't want any gun. But I think it all needs to be looked at. And I was pleased to see that Bernie Sanders was not one. I thought before I watched the debate that he was 100% against it. I was kind of surprised to see that Hillary Clinton was 100% against it.
Against?
Guns. People having guns. Citizens having guns. That's at least how I interpreted what she said.
For me, it is good news to hear them try to outdo each other on being harsh on guns. That was a joy to me. They're tripping over each other.
Right. Definitely we need some work on it. And we've got a great gun.
Oh, yeah. We got more than an angel. Well, she broke it up $50 a month. Gina,
yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gina.
Really, yeah, thank
awesome.
You, Gina. And
so,
I love Gina. And Gina helps with so many things, even whatever she might be going through, she is always there for others.
What's awesome is she's taking advantage of our monthly renewal. So you can do $10 a month, $20 a month. She did $50 a month, and then it just automatically renews. You don't even know. It just automatically gets deducted, and it helps us out. So
So we are at 747 so far this hour, and our goal is,
we just got another 25. Somebody else is on the phone with another 25. So,
okay,
yeah,
so
keep the phones ringing.
802, yay, $802. Thank you so much.
826-7771, keep the phones ringing.
No,
support
826-7774.
Okay,
so
well, they both
were.
Oh, I see, because you're there. I'm catching up here.
At 4:45, I am expecting a call in from the Big Island. We have, I actually hadn't heard of the show Afraid or Naked, but these are shows that are out there, and Allison Teal, who was the star of those and who is doing another reality series with National Geographic. She is doing, it's called the Contiki 2, and she's going around the world, and she's raised by photographers who go to third world, or really, I don't even want to call it third world, but, you know, unique places that are more in the wild and in nature. But she's going around the world right now and doing stuff on plastics. And they're over on the island of Hawaii doing a big plastic cleanup, and they're calling attention to it.
Oh, cool. I thought she was going to call us from a raft somewhere.
They're at South Point. Yeah. And so they're working there today. And the guy that she's with, he's the chief technical officer from something called Opera Software. And he's got a Norwegian name that I can barely say. It kind of sounds like How Come. He will be also on the phone. And Opera Software is sponsoring this. But what they're doing is they do YouTube videos. And I mean, they do the software between the YouTube videos and going on live streaming. And he's more technical about it, but we are getting banned. My son was going, oh, Mom, you know, he's trying to explain to me. The bandwidth is all getting crowded, and I definitely notice that my internet speed is frustratingly slow at times.
Oh, I might be able to help you with that.
Okay, well, I need that help.
All right.
But so this software helps make smaller bandwidth YouTube videos. And so I thought that was really kind of perfect for the type of listener that is on this show. We have so much political movement, consciousness movement, and definitely a raising up of intelligence and awareness, and a lot of that happens by people sharing their stories. I sent him like the Now News Network. Those are some of the young protectors on Mauna Kea, I believe. They are from the reinstated Hawaiian kingdom, I think. Forgive me if I got the wrong nation of Hawaii government picked right there. But it's young men, and they tend to give us the Now News Network.
Great.
And I watch it.
So, you know, there is so many topics. There are so many topics that come up on this show that really you're not going to hear about in many other places. And I'm basically getting to the theme, Paul.
Yay, and I just got another hero calling in, Eric. Oh, maybe
Art.
He's in here. He's in
Art.
Here. Oh, Art.
No,
I'm looking at the volunteer. Oh, Art, thank you so much. So we got some support from Kilauea from Art. Thank you, Art. So we're working, we're getting even closer to our $1,000 goal for this show. So, yes, we have a number of parties going on around the island right now, even one in Hanapepe. So we have a caller on the air. Aloha, you're on the air.
Aloha.
Hi, is this Allison?
It is Allison, and I've got Amir here, too, and we're together sitting under a coconut tree.
Yay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
How are you doing?
Very, very good. So I was telling the listeners that you were going to be calling in, but can you share with them what your mission is and why you're doing it?
Well, we have a very broad mission. My play in this is that I'm from here. I grew up in South Kona on the Big Island. And my big cause with my Allison's Adventures film series lately has been plastic pollution. And when these crazy cats got in contact with me, they're setting out on the second voyage of Kon-Tiki, which was the Thor Heyerdahl mission back in the 1940s, where they tried to sail from Easter Island to Peru. And they're redoing this mission. And right now, we're on the road to Kon-Tiki, they've called it, where they've sent like 19 crazy YouTubers out to my grass shack on the Big Island, and we are doing plastic pollution cleanups. We built a raft today to see what the mission and the voyage is going to be like, and it's all hosted by a company.
Hello, are you still there? We might have lost her for a moment. Are you still there? Allison?
No, she's gone.
Okay, so
no,
you're there. I potted you down. You were talking because you had somebody else on the phone.
I had somebody on the line, on the other line. Okay, 826-7774.
For donations.
826-7771 to talk to us here in the studio. Please call back. I'd, I swear I didn't touch anything.
Well, I want to thank the donors because now we are just $70 away from $40,000. So yay! So we're doing great. We're doing great, and so we got 15 more minutes right here, and we'd like to get up to that 40,000. So that would just be $70 more. Maybe you can be that person to top us over the edge. Or we could get another angel like Gina. In fact, I got to give Gina a book for that. That's great.
Yeah, right? And yeah. A T-shirt.
And a T-shirt and things like that, and a hat. But, you know, a lot of times it's really amazing. A lot of people don't want anything because what they do want is to be helping KKCR. So maybe we have our caller back. We'll see. Somebody's come back in. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea, the station that loves you. And we've been, do we have a caller on the air? Okay. Aloha. Thank you. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. We got cut off somehow. So you were starting to tell us about the plastic. You told us you were from Kona.
Mm-hmm.
And
my mission basically lately to bring awareness around the world to what's going on with plastic pollution. And so far I've done it in the Maldives and all over Indonesia. And I thought, well, why not the heck bring it home? And then I got this opportunity. It's hosted by Opera, which is an incredible software which crunches your data. So like if you're around the world and you want to watch a movie and it's taking up all your data, it saves up to 90%, which I thought was rad because I'm kind of a geek stuck in a surfer girl's body. And so all these YouTubers are here with us and we're doing some good deeds for the earth. And I actually have Amir with me who's heading this campaign up, and it's pretty fun to share the island with them.
Does he want to tell a novice like me how that can help me make it work? What it means exactly to be able to squish my data?
So basically, we are doing this campaign as a reenactment of the reenactment that's going to be launching in November from Peru to Easter Island, Contiki 2, which is in tribute to the original Contiki trip from Peru to Easter Island back in 1947 by Thor Heyerdahl. And basically what Oprah does is it helps you stay connected if you have limited data, limited internet connection in a secluded place. Or if you have a limited data plan, you can save this data by using Oprah. We crunch your data, we compress it. So, for example, if you have, you're download watching a video that's 100 megabytes, you will still get the video and you will only use 20 megabytes. So now how this ties in is those guys will be in the middle of the ocean. They are going to be doing great work trying to measure using sonar the level of plastic in the ocean, things that hasn't been done before with that accuracy. And definitely they need to stay connected. So they will be using Oprah's technology and Oprah Max's technology and using the low bandwidth they have in order to reach people back in their bases.
So in American, we would say opera, like what you sing.
Yeah.
Right? Opera. Okay. You're just pronouncing it differently, so I just wanted people to be able to understand what word you were using.
I thought you loved his accent. It's so great.
It's a great accent. It sounds like Oprah, and we would hear it as opera. So go ahead.
It's opera. He's from Egypt. I love it.
All the way to California, Hawaii. And now we're in Hawaii. So it's all over the place. But yeah, so pretty much we are the connectivity side. Our CTO, Halcom Wendley, will be on board, and he is the engineer side of the onboard adventure. And if you look at it, of course, there will be two rafts going out from Peru to Easter Island. Each raft has someone who has a medical background, engineering background, writer to write what they see, and they'll be sending that back through photos and text and blogs to us.
And so for people here in Hawaii, Easter Island, we know it as Rapa Nui. So same place, Rapa Nui is Easter Island.
Yep.
So we thought that it would be a great opportunity to work with Allison here in Hawaii and have a pre-activity, a pre-campaign Road to Kon-Tiki, in which we explore the Polynesian culture and we try to reenact what's going to happen. We built a very small raft and we will be sending you photos. Allison was the star of that today.
Hilarious.
It was really great.
I got my Samoan friends to come down, Hawaiian friends, and we all got together. We cut down bamboo and we took it out in South Kona today, and it almost floated, right? It was pretty great. We got some funny looks. Hopefully the real one will go a little farther than 100 yards offshore, but it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and we have with us top YouTube bloggers that traveled around the world, and this is the time for Hawaii. So they are there, they're very active, and they want to talk about the cause and about like plastic awareness and trying to get everything together. They have millions of followers on YouTube and subscribers.
So what would we subscribe to if we wanted to see that?
Well, there are like 10 channels, so it'll be around the place. But
if you actually, I mean, not to plug myself, but just because it's local here and easier to understand, if you go on to Allison's Adventures over the next week and even already, you will see me tagging all them and showing the group photos of what we're doing, and you can find out through there. There's also a Kon-Tiki 2 website, like Kon-Tiki with the number 2.com, and it shows the boat that the real team is going to be doing. It's funny, they invited me yesterday, and I'm like, woo, 6 weeks at sea? I don't know. Is there any search?
And Allison only has one L, so when people are looking for that, Allison's Adventures. I think this software is actually very interesting for a lot of our listeners because we have quite a number of surfers, and they tend to be world travelers, and they tend to be over there in Indonesia and Bali and the Tahiti and the South Pacific. And
oh, yeah, it's the best thing ever. That's why I was like, I'm stoked on this, because usually, you know, it's like I don't want to do a cause unless there's a sponsor behind it that I really believe in and think it's actually doing something. So they're not only trying to do something for the world, like we keep joking, save the world, save data. Because when I go overseas, I pay an arm and a leg just to have a cell phone somewhere.
Yeah.
And when I'm, you know, trying to look at photos or trying to watch Netflix at night, or like you said, trying to find directions in somewhere like Indonesia, and you're streaming, you're using so much data, and this takes that away.
Yeah, and also there's a website dedicated to this particular activity in Hawaii. So Kon-Tiki 2 is for Kon-Tiki 2 reenactment, the real trip from Puro to Easter Island that's coming up in November. But we have roadtokon-tiki.com. If you go there, you'll be able to download OpraMax. You'll be able to see the videos. All the videos will be uploaded there one by one. You'll be able to actually even take part in a contest to win a cool phone.
Ooh.
So that's
roadtokon-tiki.com.
Yep. It's already live today, and people will know more about it. There are links to
the app's free, right?
Yeah, always free.
Always free. Pretty epic. You get a free app, and then you get free data.
A free app. And so when you're out there, how much plastic have you been seeing, Amir? Have you been out much yet? Have you been?
We're doing that tomorrow.
We're doing that tomorrow. I'm going to take them around the island on a big plastic net. And I went and scouted it, and it's pretty scary what's happening in, you know, different parts of the island, especially South Point on our island. You know, it's the southernmost tip of America, as you know, and so it collects.
It collects. On our east side, we tend to get, you know, the onshore currents, and though actually, you know, as it wraps around, it sort of dumps on the west side too. We have a group here called Surf Rider Foundation, and they are really excellent at going out probably about once a month. And even if I have a surf rider listening, please call in and say what day that you guys are going out next. They collect an incredible amount of marine debris on the beaches here, and we see all these big plastic nets.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it is a cause that we've been really excited to help with to start with. We are reenacting history with the adventure, and at the same time, we are we are reenacting the adventure. At the same time, we're going into the ocean. Allison right next to me just pulled a plastic bottle from the car.
It's so important to keep inspiring people not to use plastic.
But either way, so we are also measuring the Kon-Tiki 2 raft will be going through the great plastic patch of the ocean, and they will be bringing even more information on how this is developed, raising more awareness about this, and how this can be countered.
Because the biggest issue with plastic, I'm sure, as surf riders probably explained, is it's not the stuff you can see. It's actually the stuff that, you know, that's breaking down and going into the fish, and then we're eating it. And it's wild, you know, the microplastic issue. So from my research and what I've done and where I've been traveling, you know, there's not, like, just floating massive patches of things you can see. It's at every level in the ocean, and it's microscopic, and there's really no way to just go clean it up.
Right. They're working on some possibilities of doing it, but my understanding is there's in like the gyres, there's six times as much tiny plastic particulates as there is plankton. And so it is getting in our fish. It's in their muscles. It's in what we eat.
Yep.
Not that it needs to be all about us, but it's about all of us. And so the fish, the birds, all of us, and we definitely see the loss of our seabirds from choking on the plastic, as well as the turtles.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you got to get someone out there, and in order to get out there, you need a strong raft. The raft is pretty huge, actually. There are two rafts going there. It's around 800 feet squared, I believe, square feet. 800 square feet, each of the rafts.
Yeah, it's like 800 and 1,000 square feet.
Yeah,
that's big.
Huge raft going there, and you need to have good supplies, and you need to be connected.
Well, thank you.
He falls overboard.
Okay, and I have you breaking up a little bit. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing this with us, and thank you also so much for bringing awareness to the world and looking at this, making a film, putting it on the television and out there for people to realize what a big problem the plastic is. I know for us, when we live near the water here in Kauai, like, we have a plastic bag ban. A lot of Hawaii is doing that now. In Kilauea, my town, we don't have styrofoam containers anymore. We're working on it. So that's wonderful. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Thank you. Aloha from Big Island.
Okay, aloha. And I want you to be safe out there on the water. And mahalo, mahalo, mahalo.
Mahalo. See you later.
Okay, aloha. All right. And Marshall, do we have somebody else?
We do. We have Dylan Hooser on the line.
Oh, okay. All right. Put him on. Oops. Dylan?
Hey, Felicia.
Hi. So where are you?
I'm in Lihue at the Kauai Sports Bar.
Oh, okay. Right on. So how's it going down there?
That's great. It's a really good event. Janice Bond helped organize it together. We had about 30 people show up to watch the debate. And it's very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Is the debate over? It looked like it was still happening. Is it done?
Yeah, it's still kind of going on, but it's not like we were supposed to call in and let you guys know about...
No, we want to know, and so I would imagine, though, that you have not yet done your straw poll, or have you?
We did.
Okay, do you have any results to share?
Yes, we do. We had, like I said, we had about 30 people show up. Some people kind of filtered in and out, and we had about, let's say, 25 responses on the straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelmingly, it was the first choice of Bernie, with 14 votes for that. And then the best job was Bernie again with 10 votes. And then one person actually said Hillary was the best job. And then we had some various comments that went along with each one.
So can you give me some of those comments?
Yeah, I got one of the comments read, I got the sense that people were supporting Hillary because of Bill. Sanders will have difficulty because of these issues.
Which issues?
I think people voting for Hillary because of
Bill. Oh, okay. All right.
Honestly, some of the handwriting is a little hard to read, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
There's also, we need to make the word revolution as change, not violence.
Right, that's a good...
Some of the older attendees felt that revolution usually alluded to violence, and Bernie's revolution is a different revolution from the ground up, you know, grassroots.
It's like an evolution. Get rid of the R.
That's a good way to say that, for sure. Another comment was saying Hillary is also sounding strong, but Bernie's stance on the issues is much better. Hillary just regurgitates Bernie. Good points by Bernie. One of the comments was it was just difficult to hear the TV because of so much everybody talking inside.
Yeah, the ambient noise. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody having fun.
Several TVs.
Yeah, several TVs going. And
Hillary is not reliable.
She's got too much corporate money behind her, and she defends the small businesses to protect the big businesses.
Huh, okay.
It's interesting. Yeah. I wonder if, as people see Bernie Sanders for the first time on the national stage, if they're going to actually say, he can do it. That's somebody I want to get behind. And, I don't know. That reaction is very interesting and overwhelmingly pro-Sanders.
And
yeah.
Dylan, you are the president of the Young Democrats. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Janice, you rock. You're the Women's Democratic Caucus president. Is that correct?
I was. I started it, but I'm the treasurer.
Okay. Well, I know that you do a lot. We are at 5 o'clock. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, the station that loves you. I have Dylan Hooser and Janice Bond on the phone responding from the Democratic Debate Party. Janice, do you...
Yes.
You're older than Dylan, so I'm directing this at you. Do you see change in the Hawaii Democratic Party? Do you think that there is a resonance more for one of these candidates or the other?
Yes, I do. I see it kind of like a change, like when Barack Obama ran and the ground roots just started boiling, and then, so he was elected. And so I think this is what's going to happen with Bernie, as more and more people become familiar with him and his issues and stance. And I think as we get out and get him known in the community, they'll find out who he really is.
Can you let us know, either one of you, Dylan, maybe this is your question, what were the type of questions that came in the second hour? I saw the first hour, and I was really pleased that they didn't pull punches. I was pleased that I didn't see any of the candidates being snarky with each other. Did that tone change, or did it continue to be a rational discussion on policies facing the United States of America?
I mean, if anything, it was a really good example of how politics should be done. They really weren't snarky with each other. They stuck to the issues. One of the questions came up about Hillary's emails, and Senator Sanders came up and pretty much said, "We're done talking about the emails. We don't care." I mean, and that was, for me, that was really a strong move on his part to like not derail the issues. He wants to talk about what's affecting Americans today, not conspiracy scandals and other trivial stuff. He wants to focus on the issues, and all the candidates did. I mean, from Hillary to Bernie to O'Malley from Maryland, I mean, they all did really well. I think it was a really good example of leadership and how we could follow as a county, community, and a state.
Yes, I felt for these emerging candidates. I was pleased to see that they still had very valuable things to add to the conversation.
I think we'll be seeing more of them in the future. I mean, I think it's safe to say the toss-up's going to probably be between Bernie and Hillary. I'm not 100% on that, but it seems to be that's the direction.
Dylan, I didn't catch sort of the pregame show there. Up until last night, at least, there had been speculation that Joe Biden might declare he wanted to get in the race and step onto the podium that they had out on the side of the stage for him in case he showed up. Was there any talk about that? Had he issued any kind of statement or any kind of hint? Or, I mean, I guess if he didn't show today, that pretty much is saying he's not going to run.
I honestly didn't catch the pregame show, but I see Janice kind of nodding no. It doesn't seem like much was said. And then they also crossed off another candidate, Lawrence Lessig.
Yeah, why wasn't he there?
I'm not sure either. But I do keep hearing the rumors about Biden, but I don't know how much substance they have to them.
It would have been a really strategic time to jump in.
It would have been a strategic time to jump in, though it very well might be that we would see him backing up a first-choice candidate, you know, that he might be a vice presidential candidate again. I can
Interesting.
See that
can you be a vice president for more than 8 years?
Janice, do you know that?
No, I don't.
I thought you knew everything.
No.
Okay.
I'm back.
If there's an Akamai listener out there, or maybe I'll even make Marshall look it up on the Internet. He does a lot of fact-checking while we're talking. I wonder if you can do that, but I would think so. I mean, if you could be the vice president and then the president, you might as well be able to hold on to that vice presidential position. Was there a topic that seemed to resonate the most with your audience today at your party?
I would like to say climate change, the minimum wage, $15 an hour. I mean, the struggle for the working class. I mean, the middle class, it really resonates. You know, I mean, we're working longer hours for less money, and things got to change. And that's a really common symptom happening to all of us, you know, I mean, across America. People are working way too much for not enough money.
I know one girl here on the island works 3 jobs.
I think there are plenty of girls on this island that work 3 jobs. Yes, it's very difficult. In fact, the last time I ate at Brenneke's, I had the nicest waiter who had so much energy, but he'd come in from working a night shift at one of the hotels to start his day waiting tables. And he did a great job, but then he had a gig after his waiting tables, not that particular same day, but he had 3 jobs that worked for businesses like that. It was pretty amazing.
I want to say another big issue was the Wall Street banks. You know, breaking up banks that are too big to fail. It's not appropriate. I mean, it's not appropriate to let them control Congress. I thought one of the quotes that Senator Sanders said was, you know, if Wall Street or Congress doesn't control Wall Street, Wall Street controls Congress, and that resonates a lot. You know, it says a lot about our politics and our government.
Yeah, I think it controls more than just Congress. If you look at who all is in the cabinet and the State Department, we have a lot of Wall Street in there. The Treasury, it's Goldman Sachs. It's
yeah,
pretty tough.
No, for sure.
So, well, wonderful. What do you have any final thoughts on any of this?
It should be an exciting election year. I feel like we got some good choices. And I'm looking forward to the next debate.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for calling in. And if you know how to get a hold of Barbara over there at Kalaheo at Paco's Tacos, have her give us a call.
I will, for sure. Thank you guys for having us on the air.
Okay. Aloha, Dylan and Janice. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So you can theoretically, or one can theoretically, hold the office of vice president indefinitely.
Oh, okay. All right.
No one has ever had it for more than 2 terms.
Do you realize that, like, when we get in such a snit over how long people can be in presidency, but people are in Congress for 40 years, 50 years? I mean, they're very, very long time. So Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the Copper Man.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com. Or 639-3456.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We really appreciate all of those of you who called in to 826-7774 and helped with the donation that has us almost to $1,000.
You know, we haven't mentioned in a while is the toll-free number, 866-275-1112. too. So call from anywhere. We welcome your pledge.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you, and I love you, and I appreciate all of you who have donated, whether it's been on this show or the other shows or brought some food in or given a gift, because it makes a world of difference. We have our Wave Riders. I'm going to play a little bit of our Wave Riders. They make a positive difference as well. This is something that has been able to give us a big bounce in our pledge drive.
Long Hair Productions presents Grammy winner the Charlie Musselwhite Band Friday, November 27th, 7:30 p.m. Longhairproductions.com 337-9234.
Garden Island Properties in Kapa'a specializes in real estate sales and property management, locally owned for over 23 years.
Coconut Cup Juice Bar, serving organic local food, located in Kapa'a at the Coral Reef Hotel, is proud to support Kauai Community Radio.
Kauai Community Cat Project celebrates National Feral Cat Day, Saturday, October 17th at Kukui Grove Shopping Center.
Mankind Project's Adventure Training Weekend is November 6th through the 8th on Maui. Info at local meetings and www.nwta.us and at 412-444-8088.
Got pets? Want to keep them healthy? Prevention is the intervention. Good food, exercise, and supplements. Dr. Basco Consultations, 822-4229, drbasco.com.
Heart and Soul Organics, a family-owned business providing organic soil amendments since 1989, 823-1007, supporting KKCR from the ground up.
Dove presents the 15th annual Hawaii Homegrown Music Festival, November 28th and 29th, NACO and Medicine for the People, and 14 more acts. Church of the Pacific Outdoor Amphitheater, all ages welcome, 635-5556, DovePresents.com.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, supporting KKCR from the beginning, continuing to support KKCR and encouraging others to contribute.
Goldsmiths Kauai has created fine jewelry designs with gemstones, pearls, and diamonds in Wailua since 1980. 822-4653 or goldsmiths-kauai.com.
Bamboo Island Bath and Body, located in Anchor Cove Shopping Center, Lihue. Tropical scented bath and body products and candles. www.bambooisland.com 245-3808.
Kanaka Maoli Power supports Hawaiian sovereignty. Hawaii is not America and never will be. Flags, t-shirts, stickers. KanakaMaoliPower.org 808-332-5220.
Kauai Curbside Recycling. Recycling pickup service for your home or business. Online at kcrpickup.com or 353-1852.
Kauai Vacation Activities. From pedal to paddle, Mauka to Makai, your premier Kauai concierge service. Call toll-free at 855-ON-KAUAI or visit www.kauaiva.com.
Zumba Salsa Samba Dance Class with Nanette at Hanalei Community Center, Jack's Place, 510-220-2787, halehalavai.org.
Oasis on the Beach, Oceanfront Dining in Kapa'a. Open daily from 12 noon. Reservations at 822-9332 or online at oasiskauai.com.
Chad Deal, 2015 President of the Kauai Board of Realtors, supports KKCR and all of Kauai. Aloha.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Or online at kkcr.org. Mahalo.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We so appreciate you all calling in at 826-7774. And we have two amazing, beautiful programmers in here. You guys, tell us which are your regular shows and a little bit who's going to be answering the phone.
Ooh, who is answering the phone? This is Kiana Sun, and I do every other Monday, 3 to 5, and it's called Moo Radio.
Moo Radio, and it's beautiful music, yeah?
Yeah, very eclectic.
Yeah, and what makes you the happiest about working at volunteering at KKCR? You're here quite a lot beyond just your show. You're always in here helping.
Well, I love being here during the fun drive because there's just this amazing energy here, everyone contributing time, donating, and it's a very community Ohana feeling, and I love this time. So I make sure to volunteer extra hours during the fun drive. And then I just love this radio station, how eclectic and each beautiful offering that each programmer brings to the station, and it really is eclectic. So
yeah, and there's children and dogs and instruments and people playing and, you know, having a happy time. And we got Eric, one of my favorite programmers, too, who helps me out in a pinch. In fact, I'm going to be gone next Tuesday. You
okay.
Want to do it?
Yeah.
You want to do it? You want to do
down.
The show?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Yay, cool. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Me and Marshall, big party, huh?
Right on.
Okay, cool.
So, Eric, you know, tell us about your scene. And then that you'll be answering phones.
I am answering the phone. So if anyone would like to talk to a nice gentleman that could entertain you for hours or just take your pledge, my name is Eric. I am a program here.
Music on Saturday nights. Yeah?
Every other Saturday night, rotating in with the beautiful Miss Laura Christine. I do a show called the Soul Shakedown Party. I guess, again, just like pretty much everyone else here on the station, we all play an eclectic array of music to galvanize your body, mind, and soul. I like to think of my program as the kind, you know, your Pauhana, Saturday evening, sun is setting. What do you like to do when you relax? That's kind of where my mindset goes. And
It's fun having you help on this show. Maybe even you want a Kayana-san help on a Tuesday show. I don't know if you've ever done a public affairs show?
Community affairs show? No, I haven't, but I would love to stretch my wings a bit.
Well, you know what? The thing is that you think about what is important, and people will let you know what's important to them. And I know for Kauai Soapbox, a lot comes off Facebook, you know, and social media. We're fostering that together. Eric has been on a number of shows, and we went to Hawaii Island together, and he's kind of done a number of different things going on there. Hey, and there's a caller. Thank you so much. Yeah, what matters to you the most?
Of this island?
Well, like if you were talking to the listeners of something in a community affairs issue, what comes to your mind?
Sustainability, definitely. I would love to see this island on solar and just off the diesel. I'm actually driving an electric car I've rented for a few months now, and it's just an amazing feeling to not be using gas. Although, ideally, it'd be great if the car was completely off the grid, like solar panels.
Right.
But, you know, it's a step-by-step process.
And we're actually going a long way towards being solar. I think that we're about 25%. I mean, we have a really high goal of, like, 50% renewables by 2025. They're struggling a little bit, but we have green energy, which is a power plant from biofuels.
Ooh.
So it's basically burning trees and green waste. They are going to be some backup power, but we have solar panels just sprouting up all over the place, you know, in big places. So we are ahead of the curve on that one.
Yay. You know, they can make a plane that flies on solar power. So
it's
surely
amazing.
We can
really?
Work on
right?
making a car, right?
And, you know, of course, I'm also passionate about the GMO, just practices of farming that are really in harmony with the land. And, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think one thing that is interesting, and I want to even give love out there to people who work in the industry, we are behind you in helping you to become leaders in the next step, because it seems like the pesticides and the GMOs are falling out of fashion. I think there's now 19 European countries that have turned it down. Poland isn't taking it
right.
anymore.
You know, I wanted to ask you, did you see in the Garden Island the article on Syngenta today?
I did not. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it mentioned that they are helping to feed the world, that, you know, GMOs could be a great solution on how the world can feed itself. And they are, the main reason for the article is that they're beginning to give public tours, and you won't have to arrange it specially anymore. It'll be regular tours, so you can go and see how harmless what they're doing actually is, according to the article.
Well, I will go and I will look at their place. I really do want to go. I went to BASF and Dow, and I do want to say it's less bad than you think. You know, I mean, like, I brought my students there, and some of them, and they got mad at me. They're saying, like, oh, you're teaching these kids, you know, not to trust. But it wasn't. We don't talk about that when we're at school. They're so into their hunting or fishing or something else. But they often were in my school coming from families that didn't trust it. But, you know, some of the kids were afraid to even be on the property, and it isn't that bad.
No, from my experience, too, we did a tour over there at BASF, and I think it's not necessarily the GMOs itself, but just maybe bad farming that goes back to just monoculture agriculture in general?
Yes, and Eric, his straight job is an agricultural instructor, so you know quite a bit about this at the Go Farm program, and he's got his eyebrows all raised at me, and he's smiling.
Big smile.
You can go ahead and say what you need to say.
You know, that's what I thought about when it said that they're helping to feed the world.
I don't know if I could agree with that statement.
Yeah, I mean, even if it looks like that for the time being, the kind of agriculture that they're doing is going to ruin the soil, so we may feed the world for a while, but we're going to reach a crisis point if we keep farming that way.
And what are we farming? We're farming for feed for cattle.
Right.
So we're promoting people to eat steaks to die early, get fat, cholesterol. And then the other thing we're promoting is soybean oil and canola oil, which is just all bad fats for cooking with.
And ethanol.
And
ethanol. A lot of the corn goes in the gas tank.
And that doesn't sound like what the FDA says is a variety of food that fits their food pyramid. We're missing a lot of components there. So if you can't get what even the government says is your well-balanced meal from what they're farming, I would have to take their statement of we're feeding the world as a kind of, you're supplementing them with garbage kind of stuff. But that's, my opinions have nothing to do with who I work for and have nothing to do with the station and whatever other kind of liabilities. This is just my personal monotony.
Where do you get those garbage supplements?
What is that? You know Soylent Green, the movie?
Oh, my God.
It's all people.
Yeah,
you know, first time I saw that, I was like, oh, I think I kind of got this GMO argument. If you guys haven't seen that movie,
I haven't actually.
Really, Soylent Green with Charlton Heston. It's from the 1970s. I think you can buy it on Amazon for very, very cheap because you know, it's one of those older movies. But the premise is that in the future we have so many people, and how do we feed the people? Right? It's at this point where the traffic has literally stopped and people are sleeping in their cars because that's like where people is. And they, once a week they clean the street and they move all the cars and the people in the street into a garbage dump. And then they process them and then they turn that into food. And that's how they feed the people. They give them a little pill.
Spoiler alert.
No, but I think though because not everyone's gonna go watch that thing, but I think the story of knowing that though is very much the potential where we could be heading.
But there are ways that the world can be fed.
And certainly there are ways on Kauai, and my house is one of those examples because I have so much food and it's so easy to grow.
And if we look at historically the records of what the population was in Hawaii in the 1700s as compared to today, it's very comparable. And they were feeding themselves with absolutely no imports. No chemical fertilizers, no diesel, no machinery. But then again, everyone was farming in one respect or another. So we're looking at a paradigm shift of where we was and where we need to be going into the future.
And even if we just go back like one generation where people were growing stuff in their yard all the time.
Pre-Matson trucks?
Well, not even that. Like, when I know, like, I've only lived here, like, 30-something years. But when I got here, I remember how much I remember the first time I drove down Kilauea Road, which is the street that I live on now. And I just smiled. I was just loved seeing all these yards just brimming with food. And mine is brimming with food right now. And it used to be most people's yards were brimming with food. When I see all these grass lawns, I think, oh, come on, you know, you can... You don't have to turn it into a little tilled garden, because that's a lot of work. But you can put in edible landscaping, and it does work. And I want to give a shout-out to bananas and plantains. And we've been having such an abundance of it, and I've been eating, like, fried bananas in the morning with coconut oil and pa'akai, you know, some salt. And the other night, my friend, it was unbelievably delicious, and it was... This is such a weird combination. Okra, braised chicken, bananas, and mushrooms. And it was in olive oil and garlic salt, and it was so good. All right, Dove, you got another blue piece of paper. Okay. Put your mouth right up to the microphone. And
I just want to say thanks to Mary. She just called and went for the sustaining membership.
Oh, yay.
Per month.
Thank you, Mary.
Really awesome. She says it's such a great thing to be able to... just give a little bit each month, and you won't even notice it. It's like, you know, whatever, the price of a cup of coffee nowadays. I did just get a cup of coffee on the way here that was $8. It was a blended chai, dirty chai, $8 for anyway.
And it
blew my mind when
she said
$8. I said, what? So anyway, we're asking, you can do a sustaining membership for $8 a month. And actually, that tallies up into our total for... Would be 8 times 12 is, if you want to do it for a year.
96.
Good. She's a mathematician. Woo.
Must be a teacher.
So, and that would help us get it closer. We're $140 away right now from 40,000. Please call us now and pledge 140,000.
Only that. Then we don't even have to have the next fund drive and we can finish this one. But, $140, yes, to be up to 40,000.
40,000, that would be huge.
That would make Felicia happy.
Yay.
And, yeah.
Mary says she loves your show, Felicia, and she also loves Democracy Now.
Yes.
And just wanted to tell
us that. Democracy Now does a great job.
Yeah. And Democracy Now! Had a little pitch. Amy Goodman today did a little pitch that she recorded today for KKCR.
Hey, Jonathan Jay, are you listening?
Jonathan Jay put that together.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because he was whining in the parking lot the other day that he hadn't heard from her. So
it happened. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe I can pull it up here, but they ran it today on the show.
Can you pull it up?
And I'll look for it, yeah.
Yeah, but, and I will run our next wave rider.
The woman says, she says, the station that loves you. I got to hear her say that.
KKCR, the station that loves you. And we're going to hear more people who love us. We're going to hear our wave riders while Dove... helps me to find that. I want to hear Amy Goodman say that, because I'll appreciate that.
And the debate's over, she said. Mary was watching the debate, and then now it's over, so that's why she called.
I'm expecting Jonathan Jay to show up here and give us a little bit of review for what happened. And Eric, you're not excused yet. I want to just be really shining brightly about this bioremediation project that we have. Regenerations is doing it, and Ray Maki, who is also the president of the Quiet Farmers Union, and we are really looking forward to having some good results from this. We're using the microbes and the mycelium, what I call the micro herd, to be healing the soil and to see how well that it is really pulled off. And the Office of Economic Development from the County of Kauai did that. All right, we're going to hear Amy. Amy, here you go.
Aloha, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. As a beacon of free speech, KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the island since 1997. KKCR brings you Hawaiian culture and music, independent voices and choices like Democracy Now!, otherwise shut out from the corporate media. During this program, please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you and become a sustaining member. Your monthly support at any level will pay dividends all year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
Hey, I am so happy to hear that. Amy, you rock.
I'll have to give her a call and thank her.
Yes, I gotta, I'll email her. I love that show. They do a great job. So, Eric, I want to keep you informed as how our bioremediation study goes. The soil's got DDT, and it's in Moloa, and we studied it and have quite a bit of DDT in it. So it's from a long time ago. All right, so I'm glad you're going to be on the show next week. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment with what Amy said about this show and Kauai Community Radio in general, providing the forum for underheard voices and those who wouldn't be heard with the corporate media. And as someone who's come from the Big Island, whenever I come over here for Holo Holo on vacation, that's exactly the same feelings that resonated within me, is that Kauai Community Radio provides a forum that you can't find anywhere else. Shows like yourself, Felicia, help facilitate, I think, a stronger ohana, a better community. Mm. So when we have things like a new development, outside influences, whether it be the federal government or some project developer who has no grasp of what's going on in the community, we as a community already have this forum where we can kind of come together and set up a brain drafting situation where when we go into these bigger meetings with these outside forces, that we kind of are able to come more solid together. And your show and this station in general helps act as that catalyst to make Kauai the strong community that it is.
Well, mahalo, and I'm honored, and I want to thank Marshall for being a part of it. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KEQA Kilauea, Kauai Soapbox, station that loves you. This is Felicia. So did we get another caller?
We did. We got an increase. Sandy, who was just amazing and beautiful on the phone and saying how much she loves you and what you do for the community, just like what you were saying. And so she increased her sustaining pledge a month.
Yay!
Okay. And you were the inspiration.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Thank you. Well, right on. Do you have something, Marshall? He's got this look on his face like he's ready to say something. Otherwise, we're going to hear from more Wave Riders.
Go ahead with the Wave Riders.
More Wave Riders. Thank you, Wave Riders. Is it working? Come on. What's going on here?
Magic Dragon Toy and Art Supply, featuring unique and creative toys and art supplies for all ages in the Princeville Center.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A women's empowerment dinner will be held on October 22nd at the Lahui Neighborhood Center at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome. More info at 209-881-3044.
Paradise Music, Hawaiian music stores located at Coconut Marketplace and Princeville Shopping Center, a local source for your Hawaiian music CDs and DVDs. We love KKCR.
Luahina, original Hawaiian island clothing store located in the heart of Hana Pepe Town. On Facebook, Puahina at Hana Pepe.
Akamai Juice Company in Hanalei provides locally sourced organic juices for smart, healthy living.
Supporting KKCR and Kauai, Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey. From Oregon, with love.
Hawaii Seed and GMO-Free Kauai, celebrating over 11 years of educating ourselves and others. Mahalo, Kauai, for awakening. HawaiiSeed.org or 651-9603.
Kauai Beekeepers Association supports Kauai Community Radio and encourages you to be friendly. Visit KauaiBeekeepersAssociation.com and learn how to give bees a chance.
Kauai Marine and Mower, supporting Kauai Community Radio since day one. We sell power equipment as well.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art, gallery quality, canvas, G-clay prints, and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg. Located at the St. Regis, Princeville, and Kukui'ula in Poipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea Maui. ExpandingVisualReality.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Completely organic vegetable and herb plants for your own garden. sown with love and hope for a delicious tomorrow.
If you would like any information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. I'm looking, you know, people around the world can listen because we are streaming live on kkcr.org. And we have the usual supporters out there from the United States. One of them just says that Japan. I see from different places, but I see Durango, Colorado. Durango, hello. I lived in Mancos right near there. And Durango, when we're talking about toxicity in the soil, Durango is the place where they had that giant spill from the gold mine up in Silverton, and it just went down the river and all over the Navajo Reservation and down near Farmington and into those areas. And they really haven't done any cleanup. They brought down tanks of water for the Navajo people, but turns out that these tanks had oil in them before, so the water was contaminated for their livestock. So Durango, you can even call in at 826-7771 or 866-275-1112 and tell us how it's going there.
Yeah, I would love to know what that river looks like right now.
Yeah, it's probably not yellow anymore, but...
So, speaking of wanting to know what things are looking like, you had mentioned right before we took a little break with our wave riders, Felicia, about the bioremediation project mm-hmm. you guys are doing out in Moloa'a. How long ago did you start that?
It's about 4 months. We haven't done another soil test yet to get the count, but I can tell. I'm excited. I can just look at it.
What galvanizes you about it so much?
Well, I just look at, you know, it's just actually how you treat the soil. Mm-hmm. You can see it's getting black, you know, and not just
like
red.
That dark red, yeah.
Black and the little pilling, and you can see the mycelium. Going, and it's moist. Definitely it's been raining, but Moloa is pretty dry, and you could see where it was more wet in that area than the other areas.
It kind of sounds like you're building an ecosystem.
There's an ecosystem filled
yeah.
with life.
It sounds like things are building up. You can't taste it yet, but you can see just like, you know, you're making a good stew or a curry. You can start to smell it and see the textures come out and all the different layers kind of thing.
Uh-huh. And I'm just smiling. I see all the little mm-hmm. eggs that are in there. I don't even know what they are from, but life.
So, for those who aren't really aware about bioremediation, we're talking about taking a depleted soil or an area that had once been thriving and became maybe a barren heath, and how do we revitalize that? We are culturing our soils, would you say?
Well,
we're making
I consider it livestock. I call it the microherd.
Uh-huh.
And I like to farm the microherd. I see Dove wandering around again, and my guess is he's got more good news.
Cherie called and did a pledge in her, in Cliff's name. I couldn't exactly figure out. The phone connection was a little weird, but she donated enough to get 40,000.
Yeah,
that was
Yay.
The key. So I'm just like, it was exciting. We hit 40,000 right there. So, and then we got another call from, what's that one there, Kiana-san?
Sandy,
and that pushes us even more over 40,000. So we're busy here on the phones. Thank you. They love your show, Felicia.
Thank you.
That's one thing everyone says. They're calling because they want to support your show. So
well, that means a whole lot to me, and I love everybody, and we work really hard here. And I see Jonathan J. came in here, so we got to go yank that man in here because he's coming from
What's exciting to see how much energy you put into your show every week behind the scenes all week long. Like you said, you go to the meetings, you do all this stuff. You put so much effort into...
It's become my life.
Oh, my gosh. And you're a volunteer, which is even more amazing to give that much love and energy to something you're passionate about. And it shows when you do your show every week, you know, you have passion for for your radio show, and it's awesome. It's so educational for our community, and it's great to have people call and say, yes, they appreciate. This is when we actually ask, you do it all year long, and you just do it freely. And it's strange because sometimes you don't know who's on the other side of the radio. You know, who is right out there? Who's listening? Do they care? Sometimes you're like, you know, I know with my even my music show, sometimes I'm like, does anyone even care about my show? I don't even know. Radio is so.
Everybody loves stuff.
But, you know, you don't know when you're doing radio. Yeah. It's so strange to just send it out and not know. So this is the one time we ask for you to call and give your, it's like applause from your end. Say, hey, thank you.
It
we
is
love
a big
you
boost. When you hear the phone ringing right now and,
it
and
is.
You know that people are calling up, it feels really good.
Yeah. Because if you're an actor, you get applause from the audience. Radio, you don't get applause. It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just nice to know that we can
this is your applause.
Stay on the air and continue to make a difference. And, you know, I think one of the things that makes a difference for me is knowing that the show does make a difference in the public arena. It really does. And even I can tell sometimes as I walk into a room and I am less than welcome by the people whose behavior has been a little bit curbed, that I, you know, I know it has a little bit of an impact too.
Well, your show can get controversial and it can rub people the wrong way. So, but well, that makes great radio though. That's, you know, that's really,
well, you know, Marshall and I, we just had kind of updated a website and we have it archived. KKCR has all these things archived, but we started archiving our show with good descriptions and pictures and pieces like that. And I was listening to, you know, old shows and different shows and trying to put together when I have dialogue with one side of the topic, then another side of the topic, and really seeing where, you know, we do get both sides of the issue, and I so appreciate it from the primary source people who have a little bit of courage to come out, the developers who come and explain what's going on. And when people are building things or doing a plan, they have a good intention at heart. Mm. Everything has an impact, including fighting every piece of development that might come along. That's why there's no houses, right? But it's like, what do? We don't want the road, but we want the road. So
and that has been really amazing for your show, how you really have reached out to all the sides of your different topics. You know, sometimes only one of the sides will show up for your show, but you do invite everyone, and that's been really beautiful to see.
Yeah, it's been good, and so we get to learn a lot. And I will go back to Syngenta. Hey, Jonathan, it looks like you did some recordings.
He looks busy. Hey, and Jonathan, thanks for getting the Amy Goodman.
Goodman.
That was
did you
awesome.
Hear us play her?
I did. She sounded awesome.
Yeah,
she sounded awesome.
She said Ohana. She said Kauai.
She did. She said Mahalo.
She said Mahalo is awesome.
So where was she in? Is she in like Washington D.C.
or? I think she's in New York City. In
New York City
the studios for Democracy Now.
That's where it is, New York City.
But yeah, I contacted them last week, and they're like, and then finally I got a call from them this last night.
Nice.
I'm like, awesome, dude. Blah blah blah. And I got it here this morning at like 10:50, and you guys had it on the air before the show began. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is great. And I like that she got that it's a station in the jungle.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jonathan, you're hooked up right there. Do you have some responses? Here, put your mouth to the mic and tell us what you're going to play.
Sure. I just came back from the General Store of Hanalei, also known as the Manifestorium. It's a new kind of gallery and community art education space down in Hanalei, Qingyang Village. And they just watched the Democratic debates. And so I have a couple of sort of responses or impressions from people. And I just kind of go through them and play them real quick. We can listen. That'd be a nice idea.
Okay. So he's putting them on here. I got it potted up.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
We're ready.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm Jen Tyler. I live in Hyena. And I like that I saw a lot of intelligence from the Democratic candidates at large, much more so than the Republican. I really loved Bernie Sanders really speaking from his heart. I felt he really has the populist in mind, versus Hillary Clinton is more so with the big banks. So I don't trust her, honestly. But I trust Bernie Sanders.
For this
Desiree Hoover, live in Kilauea, and my impression of the debates are I'm very, very impressed with Bernie Sanders. I've been following him for a very long time, and it's so refreshing to see that he has not changed his stature on anything and that he really does come truly from the heart. He's not bought out, which so many candidates do. He definitely stands where he did when he first started. Another thing that I'm impressed with Bernie Sanders is he offers something new that so far no one else is doing, and I do believe him, a revolution. Get the corporates and the lobbyists out of our government, and we will get our government of the people, by the people back. And I think that will change so much for everybody, both sides, conservative, liberal. I think both sides are sick of Wall Street and just the corporates, the one percenters in our government. And if we can get them out of the government, and by doing what he says, a revolution where the small little people come together, I think if we could have a government like that, that will change everything. But
and you are listening to
KKCR. Hi, I'm David Dinner. I live in Kilauea on the island of Kauai. And I'm really happy to be here. And as one of the organizers, I'm really happy so many people came out, and it's a very exciting event. And what I like about the debate, which is what I think you're asking, is the level of quality answers, the number of quality answers, and the topics. I thought the questions were very incisive, very deep, and stimulated really good answers. And the candidates are thoughtful. I was very impressed with Bernie, and I have some problems with Hillary, but I thought everybody really handled themselves very well. I thought.
Jazz with John will be up in 15 minutes.
Hi, Sandy Herndon from Kapa'a. I'm really very impressed with Senator Sanders, and of course, there is Senator O'Malley, who is really very impressive as far as I'm concerned. I had not seen him or heard him before, and I think he brings a lot to the table. So I think he's another one that bears consideration.
And I've got Gina Mello in the studio. Gina, sit down. Put the mic on. And I want to hear Gina... You were one of our angels that just called in, and I got to give you a book. But thank you. So, which mic are you on? Okay, we got you on mic two. So, Gina, you were just down there at the Hanalei event, the Democrat debate, and so you have the straw poll results? Okay, so sit talking to the mic.
Basically, they're all for Bernie.
Really, really?
Yeah,
okay,
really.
I didn't check her homework. Yeah. That's hard to imagine. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I guess I wasn't really supposed to look, huh? But.
Well, no, you're supposed to look. You're supposed to be counting them. Okay, I saw somebody who said tough debate, but I have to give it to Bernie, and this is a lot. Okay.
So I'm counting. We got four for Bernie.
Okay, but I do see that somebody did.
Hillary won. Okay.
Give you know, picked three people, Martin O'Malley and Hillary Clinton too.
Yeah.
But you know what? There. She's right. Gosh.
Read them off if I can count them.
Oh, well, okay, there's a lot to count. Right,
I got
here.
Six. I got these six so far. So
all right. Count. 7, 8, 9, 10. I was pleased. Questions were vigorous and relevant. I felt the answers from all had value. The discussion was civil and worth listening. That was the comment. Okay, that was 10, 11, 12. Hillary got a second choice on that one, but it was Bernie first. 13, it says, okay, 14, 15, 16. Can I read this one? It says, his track record speaks for itself. He's an independent. He's not too corporate like Hillary. Monsanto Web, Industrial, okay. Another. Okay, here's another one. Bernie has not been bought out from the lobbyists. His passions has remained the same. He offers new hope. Okay, here's another one. This one doesn't have a vote. This one doesn't have a vote. Okay, there's a few that don't have a vote.
Oh, those were left over.
Okay.
So we got 17 for Bernie, 4 for Hillary, and a 1 for Martin O'Malley.
There weren't 4 for Hillary.
Yeah, there were.
No, there weren't.
They're the number 2s. I counted them.
Hillary needs every vote she can get.
Okay, but she was the second choice.
Right.
Indicated if somebody indicated support for one of the candidates, I put a tick mark down.
Oh, okay. So, but they did put it in a numbered order. So, all right. Well, and you know what? Some of them were on vacation who just came in.
It'll be really interesting to see what the national results are in terms of who people thought won the debate and what the polls come out as right now. The CNN poll asking who's likely to be the Democratic nominee before the debate was 66% for Hillary, 16% for Bernie, and 1% for Martin O'Malley. But you know what? The thing about Bernie is very, very exciting and, you know, theoretically could do wonderful things. But can he get elected? You know, like, greatest thing as a Democrat for me would be that the Republicans nominate an unelectable candidate.
And but who would that be?
Oh, let's say, you're right, you take your pick. But let's say Donald Trump. I mean, when it comes to the broad American public, I don't think that he stands a chance against a serious candidate. But on the Democratic side, what if they were to nominate Bernie Sanders and he's just too far to the left for the mainstream Americans? And in that way, the Democrats throw what could be a very good chance at holding on to the presidency.
Well, I have John Gordon in here, too, who's very sharp in all these things. Is he reticent to speak? We had Gina Mello and John Bowen in here, and I could not get them to really give their mana'o on the radio. John, do you want to, or no? He says no. He's just sticking to music. Well, I think it'll be really interesting, and I don't rule anybody out. You know, like when you're saying, okay, Donald Trump couldn't win, well, you know, who are we to say? Everybody's saying Bernie Sanders couldn't win. It would be a really interesting thing when you had Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, because they represent, you know, pretty wide range. And then there are people like me who's a little bit of a cynic and thinks that the system doesn't work very well. I'm going to pull in the Hawaiian issue right now on this one. When we're looking at this Na'ialpuni vote, it kind of reminds me of this. People who don't feel comfortable with the federal government here in Hawaii, and they don't trust this process that's done by the Department of Interior, do you vote or do you not vote? Do you run for office? Do you not run for office? And so I think that we are getting a lot of disaffected voters coming up and starting to get engaged because of the outliers in both parties, both for Donald Trump and for Bernie Sanders. So it is bringing more people into it. And we'll just have to see. And, you know, I think it is always better for people to be involved than not to be involved, because it does have an influence.
And again, it's better for the Democrats when more people come out. And boy, what an amazing potential would be for a huge turnout in 2016 and a huge Democratic turnout that was enough to actually turn over the House and or the Senate to the Democrats. Suppose we have both houses and the presidency for at least 2 years.
And no bias there, but yes. I'm teasing. I'm playing.
Right.
You have a bias. You have a strong bias, and it's okay. You can call it out. Uh-huh.
And then the Democrats could start to actually pass some of this really progressive policies that they're
maybe
putting out there.
Maybe.
Jonathan's saying maybe. We have another volunteer in here that I want to just, like, give some acknowledgement to. Richard Fernandez, you rock. Literally, you are a big part of why this station exists. And I can tell even from the names that are on here that are the been backing it up on the Wave Riders and stuff, that you got those donors. Thank you for making a big, big difference. Another jazz programmer, but he's like a key person in music, and definitely when I was a kid, not that we're that much far apart in age, but I'm enough that, like, my life used to revolve around the turntable, and you were the road manager for most of those bands, and you're, like, lying on the ground in the the back of the album covers. I think that was you. No, maybe you were standing up. Anyway,
standing up.
But I know that you've done a lot. And so thank you so much for what you
thank
do.
You.
Another one of the really big
thanks
helps
for the job
here.
Thanks for the job you do here. You know, I listen to you guys all the time. And I guess the first one that really... The first time we really started having community input about different topics is when 9/11 went down.
Ah.
And Michael Vandeveer came in here.
Yeah.
And spent the whole day in here taking calls. And that's when he got off and he started his program, which was...
Out of the box.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you guys have been tremendous as far as picking up the mantle and running with it and just being... giving our community a broad perspective of what's going on in our community and also what's going on in the world.
Well, it's truly an honor to sit in or to walk in his footsteps or
yeah.
to sit in the chair, you know, behind him. And thanks so much to people like you and all the folks who have been supporters of KKCR over the years. I mean, been broadcasting now for 18 years. I don't know that 20 years ago people would think, oh, yeah, we'll still be cruising. KKCR
yeah,
will be cruising. But the station is, I think, stronger now than it's ever been. And I think that we're about to kind of go through a transformation and become even stronger.
I agree with you.
So it's really exciting. It's really exciting to be a member and a volunteer at KKCR right now. And I just want to thank everybody who helped KKCR get over the $40,000 mark.
We've
been pushing hard. So less than $20,000 to go. We're two-thirds of the way there.
We can do this.
Oh, no, we're over the 40,000 mark. You
oh,
see
yeah,
that?
We are. We're two-thirds of the way towards our $60,000 goal. Okay. And I guess all we need is two pledges.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
A few levels up from the angel.
Yeah, it's a pledge of $10,000 to any man or woman who is blessed to be of means but recognizes the value of investing in a community-building institution like KKCR that provides unique cultural and information services to our community. We're really building community here on the island, and it's a joy and an honor to be participating in that. And so thanks to all the people who have supported. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's large or small. You know, KKCR is a voice for everybody. So thank you so much.
So true. Maybe we should give the numbers. We have 5 minutes left for people to call in.
Yes, 826-7771, 826-7774. For those of you who are off-island, 866, John's in front of it, so I can't read it, but somewhere here. Oh, 866-275-1112. And again, mahalo, Richard. I know that you're a big part of why the station is here. I want to give a shout-out, too, to Marge and Fred and Janet Planet, who was a big part of these things,
and
too.
Butch.
And what?
Butch Kekahu.
Oh, well, Butch Kekahu, for sure. And when I was in my early 20s, I was really... This was one of my dreams. Oops. Okay, that was...
not good.
There we go. But when you make donations, what this helps with is equipment. So mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Marshall. Looks like we got one quick call. Then we're doing a wave rider and the county council report. And then it's going to be Jazz with John. And one of the things that the county council is about, that fence line at Lepa'uli or Larson's Beach. Do I have somebody on the air, on the phone?
No, that was a donation calling.
Oh, great.
Whoever it is, however much it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to be hanging out, and I'm going to be answering phones for the donations. So I want to hear from you, 826-7774. After 6 o'clock, I will be answering the phone. So here's our last wave rider, and then we are going to hear the county council report. This has been Kauai Soapbox with Felicia and Marshall and many, many of our team in here. Aloha.
Magic Dragon Toy and Art Supply, featuring unique and creative toys and art supplies for all ages in the Princeville Center.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A women's empowerment dinner will be held on October 22nd at the Lihue Neighborhood Center at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome. More info at 209-881-3044.
Paradise Music, Hawaiian music stores located at Coconut Marketplace and Princeville Shopping Center, a local source for your Hawaiian music CDs and DVDs. We love KKCR.
Puahina, original Hawaiian island clothing store located in the heart of Hanapepe Town. On Facebook, Puahina at Hanapepe.
Akamai Juice Company in Hanalei provides locally sourced organic juices for smart, healthy living.
Supporting KKCR and Kauai, Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey. From Oregon, with love.
Hawaii Seed and GMO-Free Kauai, celebrating over 11 years of educating ourselves and others. Mahalo, Kauai, for awakening. HawaiiSeed.org or 651-9603.
Kauai Beekeepers Association supports Kauai Community Radio and encourages you to be friendly. Visit KauaiBeekeepersAssociation.com and learn how to give bees a chance.
Kauai Marine and Mower, supporting Kauai Community Radio since day one. We sell power equipment as well.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art, gallery quality, canvas, G-clay prints, and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg. Located at the St. Regis, Princeville, and Kukui'ula in Poipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea, Maui. ExpandingVisualReality.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Completely organic vegetable and herb plants for your own garden. Sown with love and hope for a delicious tomorrow.
If you would like any information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea. This is Felicia signing off for Kauai Soapbox. Amber, thank you. Thank you so much for your donation. It means so much to us.
And a big mahalo for listening to Kauai Community Radio. And Jazz with John is coming up next. And you can find us in a lot of places. We're 90.9 on the North Shore, 91.9 island-wide, and we're 92.7 in Anahola and Molawa'a, and we're 104.7 on Oahu, and we are streaming on the digital cable with 95.1. And let's see, we're also streaming worldwide on kkcr.org. And Jazz with John is made possible by listeners like you in partnership, but we're going to play the County Council report first.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a County Council report for the week of October 12th. There will be a council committee meeting this week. The meeting will be at 8:30 a.m. in the council chambers in Lihue. Here highlights from the amended agenda. The Public Works, Parks, and Recreation Committee has a request from Council Chair Raposo for the county engineer to provide an update on the Kapa'i Swinging Bridge and efforts of the administration to work with the Kapa'i Foundation, and this was deferred from August 26, 2015. Committee Chair Kagawa requests the county engineer provide a briefing regarding transfer station operations to include, but not be limited to, the following: status report on the deterioration.